This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thanks for joining us for tonight's show.
Tonight's show, we're going to be featuring Dr. Jerry Wallace from the class of 1956. He is the president of Campbell University, and just last week we honored him as the 2009 Outstanding Alumni Award recipient.
Exactly. That was a very, very fun night, Paul, speaking about last weekend. Homecoming, award ceremony, parade, prizes for our ECU ambassadors, the sixth Spirit Cup in a row.
Congratulations to them. Yes, their sixth straight Spirit Cup.
That is incredible.
No coincidence it's my sixth homecoming in East Carolina.
Well, hold on. We need to make the correlation here so that we can people understand why we're bragging. The ECU ambassadors is a student group that's sponsored by the Alumni Association, so we have a lot of interaction with those students and are extremely proud that they were able to pull off another victory, six in a row. It's absolutely incredible.
Absolutely. And it was great, like you mentioned earlier, about the award ceremony and all the award recipients. And seeing those eight people that we had honored that evening and hearing their acceptance speeches, some of which were humorous, but all of which were very appreciative of being honored by the university.
I got goosebumps a few times.
I did too.
They're very touching.
And our friends over at the Hilton do a great job always putting that event on from the great food.
I was going to say, I have to give them kudos for the food. That was delicious.
It was. And again, thank you to our title sponsor, Tobacco Road Sellers, who once again are the title sponsor of our award ceremony. And if you're thinking out there, you're sitting listening to the show, how can I nominate somebody to be honored by the Alumni Association? Well, you can just go to our website at piratealumni.com and click on awards, and you can download the award nomination form right there. They are due by November 1st, and so if you have someone in mind, you're going to want to make sure that you get that nomination in as soon as possible.
But, of course, we take them all year round.
We do.
The ones for 2010 are due on November 1st in just a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. So go again, visit piratealumni.com, click on awards, and download that form today.
Exactly. Well, Paul, last weekend ECU had a fabulous win over Rice during homecoming. I mean, how apropos is that, homecoming, and you win with a humongous win, really?
Absolutely humongous. Big.
Big win. It was a big win.
It was a big win over the winless Rice Owls.
I know. I kind of feel sad for them. They haven't won one game. But
no, after winning, they won 10 games last year.
Oh, yeah? Oh, they don't need it then. They're good.
Well, it was like the first time they had gone to a bowl game in like 700 years.
Oh, wow. So, 700? That might be
an exaggeration. Might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but it had been a long time, and apparently the way the program's going, it may be a long time
before they see a bowl game. You're exactly right.
But it was a good team to play for homecoming and get our offense back on track, and the team looked good. I thought one of the important things was we got a lot of people into the game, a lot of second and third and future stars of this East Carolina Pirate program got to see some action on the field and performed at a high level. So it was good to see what the future might hold in a big victory over a Conference USA opponent.
Well, unfortunately, the next game is not a home game. It's actually in Memphis, and it's going to be on Tuesday. How about that?
It's a Tuesday
game.
That doesn't even make sense. Like,
it's not normal.
Monday night football.
Yeah.
Tuesday night football.
Well, the cool thing about it though is that it is going to be on ESPN2, and if you live here on the East Coast, 8 p.m. Tuesday night, ECU is going to be at Memphis to take on the Tigers.
Absolutely. It'll be on ESPN2, like Jennifer mentioned. Or if you're in town here in Greenville and you want to come out and watch the game on a big screen, you can come over to the East Carolina campus and watch it on the band practice field on the bottom of College Hill. So the Alumni Association is sponsoring with folks over in Student Life to have the great outdoor atmosphere watching our ECU Pirates take on Conference USA opponent, the Memphis Tigers. Again, that's at the bottom of College Hill on the band practice field if you want to come out. It's free of charge and will be a good time and a good environment to cheer on the Pirates with other Pirates.
Definitely. Well, Paul, service is really, really important to the university and to the Alumni Association. And I just want to say one quick plug for our New York chapter. They're having a service day tomorrow, Saturday, October 24th, for Keene in New York, and they're going to going to be helping kids get exercise, and it's for children with special needs. Have fun. If you are possibly listening online and you decide you want to come out and help out tomorrow in New York City, it's from 12 until 3:30, and you can get more information at piratealumni.com.
Absolutely. Well, we also have upcoming Pirate Career Calls. It's a service offered by the Alumni Association, ECU Human Resources, and our friends over at the Career Center. Pirate Career Calls are complimentary and available for all alumni and friends seeking career assistance and guidance. Listen in the first Thursday of every month at 12 noon for tips and advice on a number of career-related topics. Jennifer, the next one is coming up. It is actually Thursday, November 5th, and they'll discuss the art of resume writing.
Yeah. This is a really popular one. It's one that we're repeating from last year because we had so many people say how much they liked it and how they really, you know, oh, I've got a colleague that could really use this. You know, please offer it for us again. So it's a repeat, but it's a good repeat.
They'll probably go over some etiquette, too, like how it's inappropriate to add, like, an MBA just randomly.
Yeah. I would imagine so. Like, you know, things like grammar and spelling. Don't spell the name of your street wrong. Or
that's right.
It might get thrown away.
Or like we've experienced, actually put a way to get in touch with you on your resume.
That would be helpful.
Unbelievable. People have applied for jobs and didn't put an email or a phone number.
Wow.
Or some way to tell them, hey, we like what's on paper, but we can't really tell you about it. So
interesting.
So don't make that mistake. Tune in to Pirate Career Calls. You can sign up today by visiting us at piratealumni.com/careercalls or give us a call at 800-ECU-GRAD to sign up for this free service from the East Carolina Alumni Association.
And just a couple of other things that the Alumni Association is offering this fall. We've got some networking breakfasts. You can start your morning off with a networking breakfast in your area to mingle with fellow alumni and friends of the university to make important business and social connections. And the cool thing about these is that prominent alumni from the area are going to attend each networking breakfast, so that's a great way for you to start networking and get to know some important people in the business world. We've got two coming up on Wednesday, November 4th at the Baker Square in New Bern, and then
Baker Square, yummy.
Good treats.
They do.
Thursday, November 12th at Crest Terrace in Greensboro. Networking breakfasts are from 7:30 to 9 a.m., and they're $5 for Alumni Association members and $10 for non-members. We'd love for you to come out to one, so call us at 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us online at piratealumni.com to register.
And if breakfasts aren't your thing, we're bringing East Carolina to you in the evening, too, through our Deans on Deck series that fosters communication and knowledge sharing between the university, schools and colleges, and our alumni. Some of the deans that will be in attendance will be Dr. Alan White from the Thomas Harriot College of Arts and Sciences, Dean Paul Cunningham, who is with the Brody School of Medicine, Glenn Gilbert from College of Health and Human Performance, and Dr. David White, who's the interim dean of the College of Technology and Computer Science. And they will be on the road on October 29th at the Chelsea in New Bern, November 11th at Upstream in Charlotte, and November 18th at the Berkeley Hotel in Richmond. The Deans on Deck are normally held from 6 to 8 p.m. and are $10 for Alumni Association members to attend. Give us a call at 800-ECU-GRAD or visit us on piratealumni.com to register. Well, it's time for the Reverend, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a Reverend, too.
That's right.
A doctor and a Reverend.
And an educator. Bring him on.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me, everyone. We'll be right back with Dr. and Reverend Jerry Wallace after this commercial break.
Make the Alumni Association tailgate part of your game day tradition. Thanks to this year's sponsors, Aramark, WITN, Liberty Mutual, Pepsi, Chico's, Trips, O'Charlie's, Rep Express, and Uncle Yammy's Rib Shack, we're able to offer great food and great fun for all Pirate fans. Leave the grill at home and join our family-friendly atmosphere 2.5 hours prior to kickoff. Tickets are on sale now and are $10 for Alumni Association members and $20 for non-members. Children under 12 are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to get your alumni tailgate tickets today. Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
You've been hearing about Springshire Continuing Care Retirement Community, and now this new retirement community is about to take an exciting step. Springshire is now sharing final details and allowing priority list members to select their new home. Springshire is being developed on beautiful property in close proximity to Ironwood Country Club, Pitt County Memorial Hospital, the School of Medicine, shopping and settings hosting many community and cultural events. Springshire promises to be the destination for all who are looking for a vibrant, social model community with nature areas, lake, golf, gardens, putting green, movie theater, on-site assisted living, and skilled care. If you are looking for a beautiful apartment, private townhome, or spacious house in a lovely full-service community, you will find what you deserve at Springshire. Join the excitement as Springshire moves to the next level. If you're not on Springshire's wait list, it's not too late. Go to springshire.org or call Ron Carnigan at 317-2303 and learn why everyone is saying Springshire is the place you want to be.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Today we'd like to welcome President of Campbell University and the 2009 Outstanding Award recipient, Jerry Wallace, to the show. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Wallace.
I'm delighted to be with you today.
Well, it's good to have you. Now, we know you're originally from Rockingham, North Carolina. Tell us how you made your way east to become an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, it's an interesting story, and it all involves the game of football. I went to East Carolina to play football and had a career of 2 weeks. I discovered that I really did not want to play that much because I found people that were much better than I was. They became my friends, but it put me in a different venue of a career.
Well, Dr. Wallace, you attended ECU when it was still East Carolina College. Talk a little bit about how things were different then with a smaller student body and more daily interaction with your professors.
We had just changed the name of East Carolina to East Carolina College from East Carolina Teachers College. And in those days, some folks were wont to say that we were from ECTC. And so the change of the name to East Carolina College was a big deal for us, and we were very proud of it, especially when we would play some teams of other schools. They would remind us of ECTC. But that was a grand age for East Carolina as well. Living on the campus at East Carolina was a delight. When I graduated, we had about 3,000 students. And so if you were on campus, you learned many of the students. Our faculty were very friendly people, names of people like Professor Todd, Dr. Poindexter, who chaired the English department, Mrs. Helms, who taught biology. I enjoyed her course very much. Howard Clay, who was an outstanding history teacher. Dr. Turner, who was also in the English department, a grand lady that I will never forget, and believe it or not, even my math professor, Dr. P.C. Scott. I remember these people and their names, not just because they were excellent teachers, and they were, but in their own way, they were campus characters and added delight to the classes.
Well,
and, of course, a great deal of my memory and love for East Carolina is the fact that I met a beautiful blonde-headed girl by the name of Betty Blanchard from Warsaw. And I spent a lot of time in Cotton Hall, probably too much time, but it was a delightful time. And, of course, I met lifelong friends who were my roommates, one of which was Bill Kane. And Bill went on to become the athletic director at East Carolina. And I understand is still there as a teacher.
Right. Well, you mentioned a number of professors and the people who have become now lifelong friends of yours. Talk about a favorite memory that you had while you were at East Carolina.
Well, I would have to say it was the most life-defining memory for me, and it was the first date I had with my wife, Betty. We were taking a health class together, I thought that I did not need a textbook for the class, and so I saw this young lady sitting toward the front of the class. It was not Betty, and I said, you know, I need to get up closer to her, and I did, and sure enough, the professor saw that I didn't have a textbook on my desk, and he called on me to interpret a graph, and I was just left with nothing, and somebody tapped me on the back and said, here, take mine. And I looked around, and there she was, and she saved me that day. And that was my first introduction to Betty. And we had our first date with East Carolina and North Carolina State freshman football game. So I guess that was the most defining memory that I had while I was at East Carolina.
That's a good time. That's probably the first time in of many times that she has saved you over the years.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
We're talking with Campbell University President Dr. Jerry Wallace, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Dr. Wallace, let's talk a little bit about your career prior to joining the administration at Campbell. Shortly after you graduated from ECC, you attended Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary in Wake Forest and became an ordained minister. What led you down that path?
A very interesting question. My major at East Carolina, in fact, was a double major in English and government, and I was preparing to go to law school at Wake Forest and was admitted. But in my senior year at East Carolina, I felt this was not the way for me to go. And the clergy is a big part of my family. I have two uncles who were ministers. They've passed on since then. And I felt that this was the best way I could serve, and so I made the decision to enter Southeastern Seminary. I did that in 1956. It was the first year that the town of Wake Forest hosted the seminary because Wake Forest College had moved during the spring and summer over to Winston-Salem. During the time that I was at East Carolina, at Southeastern, I had a student pastorate in the little town of Morven, North Carolina, which is in Anson County. And that was a delightful time for me. And from there, I went to Elizabethtown at the ripe age of 25. They were very trusting people to employ somebody at 25 years of age to be the pastor of a county seat Baptist church. And I was at Elizabethtown for 15 years. They were wonderful years. My children were born there. They still are very dear people to me. Some of the members of the Elizabethtown Church are on our board of trustees. And it was just a great time in my life.
Well, while you were a pastor of Elizabethtown Baptist Church, you also began working as an adjunct professor of sociology at Campbell, and that was in 1970. And we all know ministers are also teachers, but talk about how you made the transition from teaching a church body to teaching a student body of college-age students.
Well, deep in my mind and heart was a real desire to be a teacher. That was with me all along the way during my seminary education. And in 1970, I was given the opportunity to come to Campbell full-time to teach. But I just couldn't do it. In fact, I signed a contract one evening and put it in the mail and got in the car the next day and came to Campbell to intercept it. That's the truth. The secretary said, here it is, you may have it. Dr. Wiggins then said, you know, we need you to be able to come at least teach a course. And he knew a lawyer there. Dr. Wiggins was a lawyer himself that was on in my church. And they said, well, we think it'll be good for you to get away for an afternoon and get up that way and teach. And I did that for 5 years. At the same time, I was attending North Carolina State University and their doctoral program in sociology and higher education administration. But I enjoyed teaching here, and finally in 1975, it was very, very difficult for me to leave the church to come to Campbell, but I came as chair of the Department of Religion and Philosophy. And that's the way that happened.
Well, that leads me right up into my next question, Dr. Wallace. As you just mentioned, by 1975, you were no longer serving as a full-time pastor. You did do some interim posts in Central and Eastern North Carolina, though, correct?
I did, and I enjoyed it very much.
Okay, and then your career at Campbell had started to take off, and you held a number of different positions. Walk us through the roles that you've had at Campbell prior to becoming president.
I started, as I've said, as a part-time adjunct teacher, and then in 75 became the chair of the Department of Religion and Philosophy, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed very much teaching. I enjoyed my close contacts with the church by way of being a Department of Religion and Philosophy. But in 1980, Dr. Wiggins thought that I should come into administration, and I resisted that for an entire year. He asked me 4 times, and then I thought if he asked me the 5th time, I better do this or he may fire me because I'm not cooperative. And he did, and I said, I'll try this for 5 years, I like 5-year plans. And we agreed, and that was in 1981. From 81 until 2001, which was 20 years, in administration, I eventually became the director of graduate studies along with being dean. And then as the university grew, as the college grew to a university, and we organized schools, the law school, the School of Business, the School of Education, Dr. Wiggins thought that we should have the Vice President for Academic Affairs and Provost role at Campbell, and I assumed that and was in that role until 2001 when I requested Dr. Wiggins that I be able to go back to the faculty. I wanted to end my career teaching. And I had a marvelous year teaching in the Divinity School. Dr. Wiggins became ill, and the trustees were kind and trusting enough in that process of between 81 and 83, where I also served as assistant to the president, to ask me to assume the role of the president, and I did that in May of 2003.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with 2009 Outstanding Alumni Award recipient, Dr. Jerry Wallace, from the class of 1956. Well, Dr. Wallace, under your leadership, Campbell University has grown significantly, including housing one of North Carolina's premier law schools and pharmacy schools. Talk about some of the changes you've helped bring about during your career and during your time as president at Campbell.
The establishment of the pharmacy school, which of course, was done when I was provost. I did the feasibility study to establish a pharmacy school, and it was a surprising result. When Campbell announced that we were going to establish a pharmacy school, there had not been a new pharmacy school in all of the United States in 35 years. Now, think of that.
Wow.
There had not been an additional new pharmacy school in 35 years throughout the United States. We discovered that there was a tremendous need for this. And the school was launched and it was born and has done extremely well. The pharmacy school has other master's and clinical programs that we're very proud of. And this pharmacy school, which is a delight to me, continues to lead all of the nation in the bottom line result of what it means to have an education, and that is passing national and state licensure exams. We are ahead of all of them. And you know there's a school up there west of us that their colors are pale blue and white. We do them, we have done them every time we've taken the board. So we like to think of that. East Carolina remembers days, too, when we were competing with our brothers and sisters up west.
Absolutely.
I think
the,
we still do.
The law school has been a real, real opportunity for Campbell. There had not been a new law school in North Carolina for 30-plus years when we announced that. And then we concluded that it was in the best interest of the law school that we moved to Raleigh, where the courts are, the state capital is, the leading law firms of North Carolina and the nation are in Raleigh. And the process of getting board approval, which was unanimous, and the politics of leaving Harnett County to go to Raleigh and securing property two blocks from the Capitol. All of those things of where you need friends and good people to help you came together in a way that we're so proud. And the law school is in Raleigh, and it is doing so well under the leadership of our dean, Melissa Essery. We have a lot of purple and gold people to come to our law school. It just really makes me happy when I look down and see East Carolina University students enrolled in our law school.
Well, speaking of East Carolina, Dr. Wallace, just last weekend, East Carolina honored you with the 2009 Outstanding Alumni Award. What does it mean to you to be recognized by your peers and by your alma mater with this award?
That was a great event for me. Having the opportunity to bring my children, who now are grown people doing their own good thing, back to Greenville, a place that is deep in my heart, to see where Betty and I went to school, to get the feel of what we felt so many years ago, and the privilege to see East Carolina play football, and to have so many friends that surprised us who came that we were not aware of. It was a deep and gratifying day for which I am deeply grateful.
Well, it was our pleasure. Certainly, you are a worthy recipient and someone that we are proud to hold up in front of the Pirate Nation. What's next for you? What is next for you at Campbell or in your career?
Well, for example, next for me when I leave this interview, I'll be going over to visit with the chairman of our Board of Trustees to plan an event that will take place next week when we dedicate a beautiful new chapel that's just been constructed on our campus. We, of course, are very excited about the health care program at Campbell. In 2011, we will have our first physician assistant students who will be with us, and we want to be responsive to the needs of our state and our nation, and that makes every day a challenge, an exciting one. Campbell aspires not to be a huge university, but to be a small, comprehensive university that has its role and its niche. And we're glad to have the partnership with East Carolina University's medical school in relationship to our pharmacy school, and I'm sure the PA program will offer the same opportunities.
Well, Dr. Wallace, we want to thank you for joining us and letting us pass along your story to the Pirate Nation. It's alumni like you who proudly say, "Yes, I am a pirate." That brings notoriety to the university and value to every East Carolina degree. And for that, we're truly grateful. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It was an honor, and go Pirates.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
East Carolina alumni, you may be able to save on the high cost of auto and home insurance through Liberty Mutual's Group Savings Plus program. The East Carolina Alumni Association and Liberty Mutual have teamed up to offer attractive discounts on both auto and home insurance. To take advantage of these discounts and competitive rates, call the local Liberty Mutual office today, toll free at 800-835-0894. Please mention this announcement when you call.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back into the show. It was great to hear Dr. Wallace and his story and his, you know, not only his commitment to his faith, but obviously his commitment to higher education here in North Carolina.
Definitely. Campbell has really grown a lot, an awful lot, since he's been at the helm.
Well, thanks for listening to our interview with Dr. Jerry Wallace. Again, good to have him on the show, and thank him for joining us today.
And, of course, join us again next Friday at 6 p.m. when our guest will be Dr. Susan Whitfield, who is a former English teacher turned murder mystery author.
Thanks to our producer, Shirley Rhodes, and until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
We're rascals, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up, me hearty, yo-ho. We're devils and black sheep, really bad eggs.